Praise God. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. A church where you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God, and we have a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all the visitors, and all of you that are watching, that are joining us by audio and video. Amen. So, bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And today we're going to be talking about this. Stay ready. Amen. In the military, we always practice to stay battle ready. Amen. You don't know when it's going to happen, but you know what? You're ready no matter what. Amen. And we get a little more deeper into that in a few minutes. So leave change. Leave a new person. You're not the same person anymore. The Bible says you're a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. So you know what? Get full of the Word and start doing what the Word of God tells you to do. Amen. Says, the Lord is not finished with you. He wants to use you. Stay ready because He wants to use you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. All you need to do is make yourself available. Amen. He said He's knocking. So you know what? You got to open the door and let Him in. So be available. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. It says greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win and fulfill whatever mission He's given you to do. The Bible says, again, you can do all things through Him who strengthens you. You know what? You need strength? Just go to Him and say, Father, I need your strength. Amen. And that's okay. You know, we spend time with Him before we go into this world. And there's all kinds of things waiting for you, you know, and they want to take you down. They want to eat your lunch right quick, you know. So if you're not prepared and you ain't ready, guess what? They're going to have you. But don't allow yourself. Don't limit yourself and don't allow the world or anybody to take you out. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited. So, you know what? Let's make this declaration before we read our little nuggets. Amen. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. It says, I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Remember, your mind is the battlefield. So you got to keep it renewed on a daily basis. As often as needed. Amen. Because you know what? As soon as you hit that door, you're going to be bombarded. Or if you tune in with yourself, or if you tune into the news, you're going to hear all kind of bad news. And the only good news you have is the Word of God. But you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. The Bible says we're tri-being. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. It says your spirit, you got to feed the Word of God. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You got to renew it with the Word of God. And your flesh, your body, you just have to crucify it. Because, you know, the flesh, it just wants to be comfy. And it wants to be lukewarm. And it wants to straddle the fence. But don't let him, you know, feed your spirit and renew your mind. And guess what? Two against one is no match. So, you know what? Your spirit and your soul and your mind, you tell your flesh, vámonos, get off your como se llama, and let's get busy for God. Amen. Amen. And on top of that, you put your Jesus glasses on, and you see the world, and you see people with His love and His compassion. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And you heard this before, but you know what? Hear him again. The church, the body of Christ, that's us. Okay? That's us. But nobody ever told you before, we are the church. The body of Christ is not an audience to be entertained. We're dragging too much of the world in the church. Amen. Let's not do that. Amen. It says the church is not an audience to be entertained. We're not here to be entertained. It says the church is the army of God to be empowered. We're here to be empowered. We're here to be encouraged to say, hey, brother, hey, sister, you can make it. You can do all things through Christ. Amen. So we're an army of God here to be empowered. Let me read it to you like this. The church, it says the church is not an audience to be entertained. It is an army to be empowered. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. We're not here to be entertained. Well, you know, I'm not going there anymore because they didn't do anything to you know, entertain me. Well, you're not here to be entertained. You're God's army, and you're going to be empowered. It says God is not looking for abilities, but rather availabilities. Are you making yourself available? Well, God never uses me. Are you making yourself available? We're going to be talking today about staying ready. And you know what? When you're staying ready, He wants to use you. And who's going to send? Well, send me, Lord. I'm ready. Amen. Let Him know. It says God isn't looking for abilities. He's looking for availabilities. And listen to this. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. And if nobody ever told you, now you know, you have been called. And He put you here to win. And He put you here on a mission. And the Bible says you can do all things through Him. So you know what? All you need to know is whose you are and who's backing you and who's called you. And you know what? You can press on and fulfill whatever it is He's called you to do. Ooh, man, if that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. This nugget says this, is He's always with you. When you feel alone, remember Christ has promised His presence. He is always with you. Do not be afraid. He's not giving you a spirit of fear. Wherever you go, know He is already there. And He will stay with you even when everybody's leaving. We're not people pleasers. We're God pleasers. So remember that. You say that to yourself. I'm here to please God, not to please people. And you know, sometimes you got to let Him know the truth. And sometimes the truth is going to hurt. But you know what? He's here to correct us. Amen. A father always corrects his children. Amen. So He wants to correct us. And the last one is this. We're going to be talking about servant of God. How do we achieve greatness in the eyes of God? We achieve greatness by staying ready and by serving His children gladly, humbly, and often. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be a servant of all. Everywhere you look, the need is great. Whether here at home or around the world, Jesus came to this world not to be served, but to conquer, but to serve. Amen. And when you do, our lives will be blessed by the one who's first served. Amen. And Matthew 20 and 28, we're going to read it here in a few minutes. But it says this. It says, just as the Son of Man, and it's in caps, as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give His life a ransom for many. So, you know what? He's our greatest example. He's teaching us. Serve my people, you know. And Patricia and I, Pastor Pat and myself, we serve. Well, we was children's pastors for 30-plus years. And one song we used to sing all the time. And we could sing it at, we used to call Big Church. The Big Church, we was a little church. But we used to sing this song all the time. It says, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be a servant of all. Jesus came, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You know what world means? It means people. And everywhere you go, there's people. You can't get away from them. For God so loved the world, He sent Jesus, His only Son, to be sacrificed. Amen. Ooh, so you know what? If you want to be great in God's kingdom, don't pick and choose who you want to serve. Amen. It says you learn to be a servant of all. Amen. It's a good thing. Just remember that. Ooh, hallelujah. That blesses me. I don't know about you. Like I said, if it don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Or we got to get you rededicated. Amen. So you can serve Him. He didn't put you here to sit. He didn't put you here to do nothing. He put you here so you can stay busy about the Father's business. Amen. Hallelujah. We got some good nuggets for you. So we're going to be talking about staying ready. Why? Because God wants to use you. You know, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but He wants to use you. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. I got some nuggets for you. I don't want to get too into them. Too far into Him. But God wants to use you now. He wants to use you on a daily basis. Not once in a while. And just because you come to church maybe monthly or maybe every half a year or maybe once a year. That's not the kind of relationship He wants to have with you. You know what Christianity is all about? Christianity is about having relationship with Him. He said He wants to come. He's knocking, but He wants to come in on a daily basis, not just once in a while. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? Open your Bibles. We just read that scripture. But open your Bibles to Matthew. And you know what? It's in your Bible. So you take a pen, a highlighter, a marker or something, and highlight it for yourself. So you can see. I say, And every time you open your Bible or read it, and you read a new scripture, highlight it. And you know what? Personalize it. Write on it. If you don't want to write on it, then go get you one somewhere at thrift store or somewhere, you know, one that you can write on, you know, and use it. But anyway, Matthew 20 and 28 says, so you can see it for yourself. It's in red also. And it says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. In the Amplified, it says, just as the Son of Man, and those are caps, came not to be waited on, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. The price paid to set them free. You know what? We've said this many times, but he paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So you know what? We need to dedicate ourselves and give our lives, to surrender our lives back to him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He's not looking for perfection, but he's looking for participators. Keep going. Let me see what I've got. He says, be part of God's new thing. Be a participator, not a spectator. You know what spectators do? They just judge. And they say, you know what? I could do it better. You know what? And they just talk about everything. But you know what? When you're participating, it's totally different. He wants us to be ready, stay ready, but be a participator. When you're ready, you want to participate. Amen. Not spectate. And I wrote a in parentheses here. It says there's no perfect Bible heroes except Jesus. He was the only perfect one. Amen. But the rest of them, you know what? They sinned also. But you know what? God used them. Don't let somebody say, you know what? You've done wrong, so God can't use you anymore. Well, is it scriptural? Peter denied him 3 times. And Jesus used him to bring souls into the kingdom of God. So you know what? If you confess your sins, Bible says he forgives and forgets. So you need to do that also. But people are not going to do that. People are going to hold it against you. And where does the enemy wants to take you all the time? To your past. And people come walk up to you and says, who do you think you are? 40 years ago, you know, you did something wrong. 50 years ago. No, you know what? If Jesus can forgive and forget, so can we. And let it go. Don't be a prisoner of your past. Amen. It's confessed and forgotten. So you need to do the same. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. He's looking for people. He's not looking for people who think they've got it all together. And you run across too many people like that. You know, too goody, two shoes. Amen. He said he's looking for those who are ready, those that are available, those that are committed. Amen. So let's remember that. And I've got a little short definition for each one. Are you ready, prepared, set, organized, equipped, and ready for use? Available, obtainable, and accessible. Committed, dedicated, loyal, and devoted. Amen. And faithful is reliable and dependable. You can call me. Send me. I'm available. Yeah, I'm dependable. And passion says, just be hungry and thirsty for more of him. Be excited. Be enthused. Be zealous. You know, the world sometimes is more zealous than us. Sometimes we got to remind our face, you know, get rid of that frown and put a smile on your face. You know, smile is going to draw people and says, what are you smiling about? He says, Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. And you know what? You can have that too. Amen. So listen, I wrote it like this, so don't be hard on me. It says, coach, today's football Sunday, okay? And yesterday was college day. Today is pro day. But it says, coach, Jesus wants to use you. And you know, when you come to play, guess what? They give you a playbook. And you got to learn all the plays. And you got to study it for yourself. They can't force you. And God's not going to force you. But you got to get that Bible book, the playbook, and study it for yourself. So when they call you, you're riding a bench. And when they call you to go play, you know what to do. Amen. Jesus came and paid a price. And we have His Word. We have His Bible, the playbook of life. And, you know, we got to get into it and find out what it is that we need to do. Get full of the Word. Get rid of the world. You know, empty yourself of the world and get yourself filled with the Word of God. This is what the Bible says. This is our playbook. And this is the way it should be. So you know what? When God calls on you and says, you're ready. He knows when you're ready. And He says, you're ready, so I want you to go and do this or do that or whatever it is. But He wants to use you. So stay ready so that He can use you. You know, when Coach calls on you, you better be ready. And if you're not ready, it's going to show in the field. You know, it's going to show out in the world. When you go into the world, you're still hanging out with the same old crowd. Amen. You're supposed to be a new creature in Christ now. Let go of the old. And they're going to try to hang around you, but you're going to start talking different. Your words are different. Your actions is different. And you're totally the new person in Christ. And they're going to find out. But you know what? I've got to get into the Bible, the playbook, and find out what it is He wants me to do. And be prepared, because the world's going to come at you with all kinds of things. But the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. Amen. It says, stay ready. Be available. Amen. And we stay ready and available to everyone except God. We got to get this right. We got to do it right. We're on God's team, not on the world's team. And He's a jealous God. He don't want you to be for anybody else but Him. Let me see what other nuggets we have. So Jesus is not looking for fans. He's looking for followers. So, you know, hey, we got a lot of football fans. But you know what? He's not looking for fans. He's looking for followers. Amen. We're God's team. And what is He going to use? He's going to use His team to go into the world and preach the gospel, preach the good news to the people out there, the lost people, the lost world. Who else does He have? He's the head and we're the body. So He's going to use His body, the church, to reach the lost. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Don't be a part-time Christian who demands a full-time God. You know, we have, well, I almost said somebody wants to say. Well, I'll say it. We have kids, you know, that always come back only when they need something. Mom and Dad are there. Well, you know, some of us still acting that way. Only when we need them, we'll call on them, you know, once a week, once a month, or once a year. Oh, yeah, God, you know what? God got me out last time, and I said, if you get me out of this one, for sure, I'll serve you. How many times have you said that? Amen. But you know what? He never gave up on you. He'll never give up on you. Amen. Just like the prodigal son, the father went out every day looking for the son until the son says, you know what? I could do better at Father's house. And some of you are watching. Some of you are listening. You said that many times. And you know what? You're still down and out. And it's time to either give your life to Christ or give your life back to Christ. Rededicate yourself, you know. You're still running. No, it's time to stop. Praise God. Keep going. Carmen, these are good. Where'd you get these from? So part-time Christians is no match to a full-time devil. You know what? Some of you can't leave home without your cell phones. You can't leave home with whatever. But don't leave home without God. Don't leave home without Him, because you know what? That world, there's rage out there. There's all kinds of things coming against you. If you're unprepared, if you're not ready, guess what? They're ready for you. And they're going to tell you things. And they're going to show you things. And they're going to do things that you don't want to see, hear, or be around. And they're going to eat your lunch in a heartbeat. So you know what? As a child of God, stay ready. Amen. Stay ready before you leave home. When you wake up, say, Lord, thank you for waking me up. Amen. And just thank Him, you know, and prepare yourself before you hit the door. Yes. Amen. There's a lot of Goliaths out there. You're little David. You know what David says? When the lion came and the bear came, I was ready. And I stayed ready, man. I'm a little shepherd boy. That little shepherd boy, you know, he didn't never saw himself as next king of Israel or the king of Israel. And you don't see yourself the way God sees you. Whatever it is, you know, He's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Amen. So praise God. Thank you. So you don't match to a full-time devil. If you're not in the Word and the playbook, you know, reading and studying yourself and making yourself ready and available for him to use you, you're no match to a full-time devil. He's full-time, you're part-time. So guess who wins? And we're fighting a spiritual battle, and you're trying to fight it in the physical, you're no match to a devil. He's going to have you in a heartbeat. Amen. But you know what? You get full of the Word, and you fight him with the Word. He's already, let him know he's already a defeated foe. Let him know his future. We know what his future is? The pit of hell. That's where his home is. Amen. Go back to hell. Go to hell. God wants full custody of his children, not just weekend visits. And some of you watching, some of you listening. He just don't want weekend visits, you know, just because you come and sit in here, you know, for an hour or so. That's not good enough. Amen. He wants full custody. He wants full custody. Amen. All the time. You know what that's called? It's called relationship. It's called relationship. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to know you. Amen. I mean, he knows you. We need to know him. Amen. Praise God. Woo. I don't know if I put this one up there, Carmen, but anyway. So we try to please everybody but God. Amen. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. It's in there somewhere, Carmen. So magnify your God, not your problem. Thank you. That's what we do. We got to always confess the wrong thing instead of the positive things. Magnify your God, not your problem. The world's got it backwards, you know. They're always magnifying the problem before God. But you know what? When you come around, you magnify your God. Say, why are you doing that? Because he set me free. And give them your testimony. Amen. Share your testimony. Let them know where God brought you from. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There, okay. Leave right there. Put God first, and you shall reap the rewards. Enjoy the benefits resulting from what he's given you. He said, magnify him and not the problem. We saw that a few minutes ago. God doesn't call the qualified. He calls the qualified. He qualifies the call. God does not call the equipped, but he equips the call. Yes. Amen. So, whoo, man, these are good. And I already read you one of the scriptures in John 20 and 28, where he didn't come to serve. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. Amen. So we need to learn that ourselves. And in John 4:16 says that there is no other way. In John 14:6, the New King James says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. You ain't going to find another way to heaven except through him. I don't care who says what. Is it in the Word of God? If it's not in the Word of God, you know, it's not real. And some of you are listening, and some of you, if you heard somebody say so, but did you go find it for yourself? Can you give me scripture? Amen. Can you give me scripture other ways to heaven? No, they cannot. You know the truth. It's going to set you free from all the mindsets and all the traditions that are being said. John 14:6 says, there's no other way. And the Amplified says, Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, and the real truth, and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So you're listening, you're watching, you know. If you haven't confessed him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Especially if you want to go to heaven. Now, if you want to go down, that's up to you. But it's your choice, and he's not going to force you. Well, if Jesus wanted me to go to heaven, he would put the words in, no, you have a free will. And you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him, and you will be saved. Amen. So don't blame him. He did everything. Now it's up to us. It's your choice. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So John 14:6, there's no other way. Keep going. It says Matthew 6:33. I like this. It says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be given to you as well. And 34 says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. We're always worrying about tomorrow. We're always worrying about the future. It says, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen. And we take one day at a time. And you know what? When that day comes, just remember this. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it because I know whose I am and I know who he is. Amen. And I'm here to please him and serve him. So thank you, Lord. This is the day that God has given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. He didn't say doom and gloom. If your mind is not right, you know what? You're going to think about all the worries. You're going to worry about all the things, all the cares, and all the weights that are holding you. And you know what? You're not going to be able to fulfill what God has called you to do. Because you're too concerned and too worried about what, you know. And soon you're going to start saying, well, I can't do that. Don't let that come out of your mouth. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. So don't go around talking them negative. Be positive. Amen. And confess what the word says, not what the world says or not what pops in your head. That's why you renew it all the time, because if it pops in your head, don't mean it's got to pop out of your mouth. Amen. Again, I wrote this in Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. It says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. And the New King James, I personalize it, says, this is the day the Lord has made. We, I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hey, you know what? This is the word of God, but you know, I'm going to personalize it and make, I'm going to put my name into it. Amen. So praise God. Keep on. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we went through this a few minutes ago, but it says, when anyone is in Christ, he is a whole, it's a whole new world. This is an easy to read version. It says, the old things are what? Are gone. The old things are gone. Suddenly, everything is new. But you got to see yourself the way he sees you. He forgives and forgives, and you need to do the same thing. And renew your mind with his word. New King James says, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a whole new creation. Yes. Amen. You had a spiritual birth. Yes. You can't see it. They still see the physical you. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. They see a body. They still see the you. Yes. But they didn't know you had a spiritual birth. You're born again. That's what it's called, born again. It says, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have what? Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I think either last Sunday or Sunday before, we talked about, you know what? People are going to accuse you and say things about you, and you just let them know. You know what? He already dropped the charges. Amen. He took them at the cross. And I confess him as my Lord and Savior. So I am born again. I'm a new creature in Christ. So don't take it. Amen. Know what to say. You know, when you follow the word, you know what to say. Because it'll come out of you. He says, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. That scripture is going to come up at you. And you can say it. You know, instead of being angry and ugly, you're just going to be nice. And you're going to say what the word says, not what you want to say, not what your flesh wants to say. You say, well, I have to give him a piece of no. You didn't have to do that. Be kind, be love, show his love and his compassion. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 7 says, New Living Translation, he says, work with enthusiasm. He said, work. He didn't say sit. He didn't say be lazy. He says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Yes. You know, if you get in the flesh and you don't renew your mind, you're going to start thinking like them. And you're going to start thinking like the world. And you're going to start thinking ugly. And you say, well, you know what? I'm going to pay them back for what they did. Mm-hmm. And that's not what that says. Yes. It says, working for the Lord rather than for people. Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Are you going to do the same thing to him? No. He says, remember that the Lord will reward you, each one of us, for the good we do, whether we're slaves or free. And we're free. We're free. Amen. We're free. New King James says, with goodwill, doing service, ask unto the Lord. Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Everywhere I go do a job, I always say, Lord, I'm doing this unto you. And you know what? They could have been ugly to me, but I'm going to do my best because he's watching me. Yes. Amen. He's watching me, and Lord, I'm going to do this unto you, whether they was ugly or not. Amen. And not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Ooh, man, hallelujah. I'm blessed. You don't know. When you renew your mind, you're going to say and do things according to what the Word of God says, not what you want to do, not what your flesh wants to do. Amen. Romans 12 and 11 in a New Life Version says this. It says, do not be lazy, but always work hard. Are you listening? Some of us need to read this over and over. And in different translations, it says, do not be lazy, but always work hard. Work for the Lord with a heart full of love for Him. When you get full of God, you know, you're going to be totally different. You didn't know the old me. You didn't want to know the old me. Amen. Some of you watching, some of you listening, you know what? You know what you've gone through, and you know what you used to be, and I'm not what I used to be. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And the New King James says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, and serving who? Serving the Lord. Amen. Ooh, praise God, praise God, praise God. So get passionate and stay ready for Him. Get passionate about the new day He's given us. He says, rejoice and be glad. He's given us a new day. Amen. He says, be passionate about the new things He wants to do through you. Wow, because He wants to use you. Don't exclude yourself, include yourself. Amen. He wants to use you. He's already said it. So you know what? We just got to stay ready. And prepare yourself, you know, just like the coach gives you the playbook. Read it, study it, you know, and go over it over and over and over. You know what? We go over the Bible over and over and over. We read that scripture, man, 100 times. And guess what? It finally dings and says, you know what? I never saw it like that before. Wow, I never saw it like that before. Every time you read the same scripture, you know, it's called maturity. It's called growth. You're growing. Amen. And He's showing you different things about that scripture. So don't give up. He don't give up on us. Don't give up on yourself. The Bible says we can do all things through Him. Whew. And the next one we know very well. John 10:10 says the thief, the devil, does not come except to do what? To steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's New King James. The Amplified says the thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. And you know what? He uses people too. So you got to be careful. That's why it's always prepare yourselves before you go out, before you go anywhere, or before you answer phones, or before you write something. Prepare yourselves, because the enemy is busy. And all he wants to do is steal, kill, and destroy. And he's going to use ungodly people. Amen. So there's saved and unsaved people out there. So you got to prepare yourself. Be ready. The Amplified says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life. If you're not enjoying life, you know what? You got to get full of God. Yeah. It says, rejoice and be glad in it. He wants you to have life and have it, have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. Well, I never saw it like that. So avoid these killers. I got some killers there for you. I want to show you. It said avoid these killers. Number one is what? Satan, sin. John 10:10. We just read it. Dream killers. You know, be careful who you share your dreams with. Be careful who you share your passion, your mission, your motivation, your time, and your vision. You know why? Because they can't do it. Because they can't get off your como se llama. Because they can't be busy for God. So you know what? They're going to kill your dreams. And Satan is going to send people. If you're going to share it, Satan's going to send people and say, you know what? You can't do that. They're going to kill your dream. Amen. They're going to stop you on your tracks if you let them. Avoid these killers. And of course, Satan is number one. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he's going to use people to do the same thing. That dream you had, you shared it with the wrong people. Amen. You and God. That's all it takes. Amen. Or God and you. Keep going. So avoid these killers. All right. We just went through that a few minutes ago. But it's, well, let me read this to you. Satan, people, cares that want to steal your love, your joy, and your peace. They want to steal anything and anything, any good thing about you. Renew your mind. The battlefield is the mind. Again, I can't say it enough. Use the Word of God and renew your mind. You know why? Because if you don't renew your mind, you're going to start thinking like the world. And somebody going to cut you off. Somebody going to do something and say something. And you're going to go off. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to blast them. Well, you know, you be careful. Renew your mind and replace those bad thoughts with God's Word. Ooh, that took a whole lot. You know, but what? I'm a new creature in Christ now. And they're going to say, wow, I can't believe that came out of you. Praise God. Control your tongue. I can't say it enough. Put a zip on the lip if you can't say the right things, you know, or godly things. Speak faith-filled words. And that's where Proverbs 18:21 says it comes in. Easy to read version says the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. So you know what? You go around confessing bad things. It's gonna grow, and it's gonna come on you, not on. Well, I had to give it to them. No, it's gonna come right. It's gonna bounce right back at you, and it's gonna affect you. Amen. So, and the New King James says, "Death and life are what? And the power of the tongue." So you know what? Your tongue has power. It can speak life or it can speak death. But it's your choice. Before I was in the world, before I was saved, you know what? I knew every curse word there is. And you know what? I still know them. But they don't come out of my mouth. Amen? Because greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. And I'm going to have control over this. Amen? I'm going to be in control. So I don't have to say it anymore. I don't have to do the worldly things I used to do. And those who love it will eat its fruit. There's fruit. You know what happens? You sow the seed. Words are seed. And you sowed it. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to grow. And it's going to produce fruit. Amen? So, best thing to do is unearth it and say, no, I rebuke. I cancel that. Amen. Amen? Confess it. You know, confess your sin. Even as a born-again Christian, if you sin, confess it to your Heavenly Father. You don't have to tell me, and you don't have to tell nobody else. You just confess it to the Father and clean yourself. And you know what He's going to say? He says, get up, press on. He's going to forgive and forgive, but you got to do the same thing. Don't give you license to just go and do every time, you know. Says Proverbs 18:21, in the Amplified, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. So, you know what? Be positive and sow good seeds instead of bad seeds. You know what I want in my garden? Good seeds. Good things, you know. Praise God. To stop the stinking thinking. Do the right and not the wrong. Be positive and not negative. It says, let go of the guilt, the grief, and the grudges. Bad memories or anything that's holding you back. Amen. Quit meditating on the negative stuff. And you know what? Renew your mind and press on. That's what He says. Press on. He wants you to press on, soldier of God. Amen. He wants you to march forward. He wants you to press on, not hold back, not stay down. You know, it's time to get up. Some of you have been camped out, you know, in the negative stuff for years, you know. It's time for you to confess it and press on with God. You know what I mean? Man. It says, beware of the company you keep. Amen. If you're still in the world, you know, it's time to let go of that, you know. And get yourself right with God. Then you can go back to them. And witness to them. And get them saved. And get them in the body of Christ. Get them in the church. This is a good one. It says, give no place what? It's easy to read version. It says, don't give the devil a way to defeat you. Oh, amen. Don't give the devil a way to defeat you. How are you going to do that? Your words and your actions. And you know what? When you speak the negative words, you know what you're going to do? You're just opening the door for him to come in. You see? If you see him hitching a ride, don't give him a ride, because if he gets in, he's going to drive you. He's going to want to drive, and he's going to drive the rest of your life if you let him. But you know what? Don't open the door. If you don't say the word, you may have thought about it, but you didn't speak it. If you didn't speak it, it's okay. But if you thought about it, you know what? Just hit delete and let it go, and don't say it. Amen? And the New King James says, nor give place to the devil. I've had some bad thoughts, but you know what? I rebuked them. I deleted them, and I gave no place to it, and I gave no word to it. So I didn't sow any seed. Amen? I just got rid of it. But I like the easy to read version that says, don't give the devil a way to defeat you. Amen? You don't give the devil a way to defeat you. If you go around just blasting, you know what? You're just going to keep the door open. You never closed it. He's just going to walk in. He don't have to tear it down. He don't have to knock. He'll just walk in. Mm-hmm. If you're a child of God, you shouldn't be worldly or getting like the world. Amen. Stay ready, stay stirred up, and stay fired up. Woo, hallelujah. You're on God's winning team. You know, we're God's cheerleaders. We're God's warriors. Amen. Get stirred up. Get fired up with passion for God. And be ready and be available for Him to use you. And don't let nobody say you can't or He can't use you. No, that's not even in the Word. Amen. If you are living for Him, you've confessed the negative, you confess your sins, you know what? He's ready to use you. We just got to get off our como se llama and say, hey, get up. You know what He told the crippled man? We haven't got there yet. But He told the crippled man, pick up your bed and rise up and go. Go home. Amen. And that's what He wants to do, some of us. Some of you watching, some of you listening, you're still sitting down. You're still laying down. You know, just to have a pity party. Well, it's time you stop. And it's time to confess it to Him. Say, Lord, I've sinned against You. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what He's going to do? He's going to come in your life. Be your Lord and Savior. And then He's going to say, okay, now it's time for you to press on. I've got a mission for you. I've got a call for you. And I've got a mission for you. I've anointed you. I've called you. I've anointed you. I've equipped you. Now go and do what I ask you to do. I have a plan for you. We haven't got there yet. We'll probably continue next week. But I've got a plan for you. Because He wants to use you. Amen. Amen. But we got to get into that playbook and be ready and stay ready. Yeah. Amen. So stop the pity parties. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Be a can-do person, not a I can't do. Amen. Be a can-do person. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Confess the word, you know. Speak the word. Don't be ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. He says, you draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. You start getting full of the word. Guess what? He's going to come in. He said, I'm knocking. You open the door. You study. And you learn more about me. And you know, we're having relationship. Amen. And you're growing and you're maturing and you're going for Jesus. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop this old poor me attitude. You hang around the wrong crowd. You know what? You're going to start talking like them and acting like them, even if you're born again. So you know what? Hey, I can't hang around there no more. God wants to use me, you know, so I got to stay full. Amen. I got to stay stirred up. Amen. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Stop saying, life is unfair to me. I'm unlucky. Luck has nothing to do with it. You're a child of God. You're blessed. You're not lucky. And Jesus went to the cross and He paid the price for you. Now we got to give ourselves, surrender ourselves back to Him. Amen. But you're blessed. You're not lucky. Luck or lucky shouldn't be in a believer's vocabulary. You're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Change the way you think. Change the way you speak. Speak faith-filled words and renew your mind. Amen. We're going to stop here and we'll continue next week with be ready. Amen. And you know what? When the coach calls you to go play and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to look confused and lost. But it's not the coach's fault. It's up to you. You know, he might say, hey, have you been studying the book? Amen. He's going to encourage you and he's going to guide you to some, you know, but it's up to us to open the book and read it. You just can't let that book sit there because it's not going to jump in you. You got to open it up and start reading it and meditating on it and start exercising and doing what it tells you to do. It's the same thing with the Word of God. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Do you receive, church? Amen. Me too. So, praise God. Some of you watching, some of you listening. Again, you've never asked them into your heart. You know, we got to get right with Him. All you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Or if you know what, if you accepted Him before and you're just running away, it's time to rededicate your life back to Him and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. He says, I've sinned against you. I confess my sins to you. And you know what He's going to say? He says, okay, I forgive you. I forget about it. But now it's time for you to press on and fulfill what it is I gave you to do. He's not going to take His call away from you. Whatever plan He had for you, He still got the plan. Yes. Now rededicate your life back to Him and fulfill whatever plan He gave you. Yes. He's not going to take the call from you. You know, I hate to be, you know, in front of Him and Him say, why didn't you fulfill the plan I gave you? Why didn't you use the gifts I gave you? Well, I was afraid. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. God doesn't call the qualified, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the call. Amen. And He's got a call on your life. Amen. So praise God. So rededicate yourself back to Him. Amen. And praise God. And if you have sickness in your body, all you need to do is confess what the Word of God says. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Body, line up with the Word of God and receive your healing. I accept no malfunctions in my body. I want every part of me working to perfection the way He created it. Amen. So, sickness, I rebuke you. I cast you. I command you to go. Amen. I don't receive you. Amen. And by His stripes, I am well. I'm healed. And I'm going to press on. I'm not going to let anything that Jesus already paid for, I'm not going to let those things stop me. Don't let anything, the devil, sickness, or anything stop you. Don't limit yourself. We limit ourselves because we don't know what the Word of God says. So know what the Word of God says and press on, child of God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Those of you watching, keep time to give. Those watching and listening and would like to give your tithes and offerings, you can still do that. Just go to our website. Amen. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and press that donate button. If you go and mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. So praise God. God loves you. God bless you. And know that God loves you and we love you. Amen.